Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty.
With the big trunk to take the road. Who's rock, pretty eye, friend to call me Rosie. Calm down, nigga, calm down. When I rhyme, I'ma shine like I'm on the road down. I ain't trying to box, put your fucking arms down. You can scratch with the metal like my bitch, you're a brown.
I had to open it up with that. I'm sorry. There's nothing. Man, I can't front. It's hot. It's hate it or love it Monday. Now, this is. Oh, shit. You already know. It's a movement. How if you hear me? It's not a game. We are in the building. Technical difficulty. Holding it down. I'm your man, JJ. Shit is not a game.
Do I get a second alarm? Ah, shit, I guess the shit is over with. Shit is not a game. Now, let me introduce myself. This is JJ holding it down. You know what I mean? I'm one of the hosts. I'm one of the three wise men of the TV show Technical Difficulty. As far as Cooper goes, I guess you could say Cooper is in the Matrix. We don't know where Cooper is. She's in the Matrix right now. So we have to focus. So the three wise men had to get together, had to sit at the round table and focus. We're definitely a movement on the rise. Now I got my boy, my brother, from another mother. Hold on, let me turn this freestyle joint off. Let me turn this freestyle off because I'm actually listening to Friday's show. All right, now, you got an hour to hold it down with the three wise men. And we got 6-4 in the building right now.
6-4's in the building, man. Listen, I'm only going to say it once, one more time for y'all big head ass. 6-4's in the building, man. Trying to find a place in a town that's right for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
Pretty much. And SD, he will be in the building.
Yeah, he'll be in the building shortly. He's dealing with some head chopping situation right now, so.
No doubt. So I'm going to read off what today's show is going to be.
Uh-huh.
Today's show happens to be Hate It, and this is going to be from here on, every Monday. Hate It or Love It Monday.
Uh-huh.
Listen to three of NYC's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., where we will be talking about a bunch of funny shit where the whole cast will be blazed and discussing new music and if it's Hate It or not. As well as who needs to retire and end their music and acting careers. There's a lot of people out there that need to end their careers. We're going to get into it later on. I'm going to play some tracks. Y'all going to tell me, you know what I mean, if y'all hate it or not. The jam lines that hit us up is 347-215-8388 and 6-4. You at the crib?
I'm at the crib, man.
All right, so 6-Fizzle is definitely going to be in the chat rooms holding it down for the Bizzles. You nizzle? You know Wizzle?
Nizzle.
Nizzle. And as far as tomorrow's episode, I don't know what it's going to be. We'll let you know by the end of the show. Let's get this shit cracking. Let me see if our theme music is actually done downloading.
Let's get it crackling. Like it's snap, crackle, pop, pork in the pan.
Pretty much. It's not a game. It's definitely not a game. Hey, we also have a MySpace. We have a new MySpace. Huh?
I was just asking the bitches how they doing. How the bitches?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
How the bitches doing?
How y'all doing? What's your name? How y'all doing?
You know, I don't have a wife or nothing like that, lady. Just in case you're wondering if I was, you know, taking a single, whatever the case is. So I'm watching my own clothes right now. That's what you hear. I'll be out of the laundry room in a minute. No, I'm not at the clean right. I'm in my house watching clothes. So please. Do holler, bring your dirty panties, I'll scrub them for you, give them back clean, you can walk around naked and cook me dinner in the meantime. holler at your twin dolphins.
shout out to all the lames that block their numbers to call people.
Lame.
That's so corny.
And it's pussy, too.
Yeah.
You know?
The chat room is now open, people.
Open chat room.
Open chat room. Open chat room. And as we speak, our show is loading up. Now, what we do have a MySpace page, a new one. Make sure y'all go hit us up on our new MySpace page. Go check the pics out. Go check the background is the shit. And the reason why the background is such the truth is because of, oh, yeah, that's what I like to see. Oh, yeah, mister, I got to get pumped up and ready for the gym. This nigga said, this nigga must have either said F the gym or he got the Bluetooth in. Which one? Either or. Still eating the building. What's good?
Nah, it's, I'm working to 12.
Oh, Lord. To 12?
I started at 7 in the morning. Working till 12.
At night?
Yeah.
No. 12 the next morning, motherfucker.
Don't you hate niggas? Don't you hate niggas like that?
What?
Like, yeah, I mean, they say, yo, we get paid tonight, right? Nah, we get paid tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow? What time? 12 midnight. Yeah, tonight. No, not tomorrow. 12 midnight.
12 midnight, eh?
Like, no, but you mean tonight. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what the F I'm talking about. F up out of my face.
F out of here.
All right, we're going to play the intro to our show. This is going to be our intro from here on out. Oh, Lord. Y'all ready for the intro?
I'm ready for the goddamn intro.
Hey, yo, E, you ready for the intro?
I'm ready for the intro. Hold on. 1 second. Hold on. All right, now I'm ready.
You hear it? How you hear it, nigga? Uh-huh. All you old heads who know about it, you can sing along to it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If you're an old head, you know about it, sing along to it. All right? If you're a young head, open your ears and we'll show you something. You know what I'm saying? I just found the lock to my brother's door on the floor outside, so I'm going to put it up there. You know what I'm saying? Take us off.
Right for me. Gotta make a move. That's right for me. Got to make a move to a town that's right for me. Talk about it. Pretty much that's how our intro is going to be, just a little bit higher next time. But like I said, people, this is the first of something brand new. Now, we had a lot of shows. We had a lot of, you know, you can check out our past shows. But this is the start of a gold mine.
Gold mine.
You know what I mean? So it's like right now we just getting in. We just getting our format together. Shit is on point. Like I said, you got the three wise men here holding it down. Before you know it, we're going to be doing our promoting thing. And we do have a new MySpace page. Once again, we do have a new MySpace page. I'm going to give you all the email address to hit us up. And add yourself to the page. The email is the number 3, then it's weyesmen@gmail.com.
Three wise men at gmail.com.
But it's not the regular Y's. It's three, the number 3, weyesmen@gmail.com. Make sure you put us in that, you know, search for us in the email and check us out. Because, like I said, we're a movement on the rise. And we're doing our thing. And, you know, we ain't going nowhere. We're going to be here. And we're here every Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And every Monday is going to be considered Hate It or Love It Monday. And
Hate It or Love It.
And Hate It or Love It can fall under many things, like music-wise, you hate it or love it. You know, a rapper or you know, rock star, you hate him or love it, you know, a chick you see on in the street or anything. You hate this or you love this. You want to call us up and let us know what you hate about your job?
I got to call back.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to call us up and let us know what you hate about something? Just call us up, 347-215-8388. Let us know what you hate, what's on your mind. Or if you love something, just give us, you know what I mean? Give us a shout-out. You know what I mean? So I'm going to exit out this box because we all know that my computer is doo-doo and it slows down. But now we got the other god. The other god. The other wise man in the building, SD.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know, special delivery.
Niggas, girls know that.
Oh, niggas, girls know that?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's really all that's important.
I mean, that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters. All right, so we're gonna get into the mix of things. I'm gonna play a song. And matter of fact, no, I'm gonna start the shit off with, you know, whether you motherfuckers hate it or love it. Now this is a new song. I actually like it, but it's up to y'all. It's up to my crew. If they don't like it, we gotta bounce it. We gotta get rid of it.
Let's go.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to find this shit. Where's it at? Here we go. I have a strong feeling that y'all might actually like it, but this is the Red Cafe featuring Curtis Jackson, Jada Kiss, and Fabulous. Paper touching. Keep it locked on the TV show.
Oh, yeah, this is that shit.
Fugazi.
This is that shit.
This is a The Jazz One exclusive.
I don't know if your money right, but a nigga like me got paper. I don't know if your money right, but a nigga like me got paper.
This
I don't know
is such a Jazz
right,
One exclusive.
But a nigga like me got paper. I'm about paper. All my niggas getting paid.
You know, I'm cooling in the upside of the pillow.
All my hustlers got paid.
Listen up, hustlers, I treat some bricks like the wheel of fortune. Spin it, that's why I'm rich. Sick, I should have been in softball, but I'm numero uno, trick draw four.
This is the Jazz One exclusive.
I've been wearing all the lasers. Shake down, we pay for touch. Ever since I came home and escaped the cup. Cafe, serving the east to the west. Got them on E like Ryan Seacrest. The wire said keep the devil in the hole. But I'm the chef, my kettle is never cold. It's whatever for the dough, whatever's on the flow. Like I'm from Frisco, just tell me when to go. Memorial Day in MIA, I made it hurricane with Chris. Hey, baby,
is it the Jazz One exclusive?
Niggas know who we are, they know how we do it. It's the motherfucking unit. Put the rock moody, yeah, yo, stack paper like they go. Rap tornado, yeah, we fucking take ho. He don't need to speak Spanish, he a fraud. He don't really want drama, he a broad. That cannon, oh lord. A nigga get to talking to God. Like, Father, forgive me for my sins. And forgive me for my friends. If you give me one chance, I will not.
This is the Jazz One exclusive.
Man, he always wins. It's cause the block lovers, you got your number. This will be your last summer.
Come around me. Moving, I put a hollow through him.
Hollow through him.
I leave your body oozing. I don't know who confused him.
Who confused him?
I don't know if your money right, but a nigga like me got paper. I don't know what your money like, but a nigga like.
Hate it or love it, guys.
Sorry, it's not bad.
I like it. I mean, it's pretty snatchy, you know. Beat is pretty hot. I actually downloaded it, you know. That's right. I stole it off the internet and played it in my car. So what? I'm guilty.
So what?
Yeah, half 99% of Americans is guilty of stealing music. It's not stealing music. I mean, it's my computer. You know, I bought the fucking CDs. Damn it, I'm going to, you know, put some shit on it. Stop selling me CDs then.
Stop it for me to download.
Exactly. Now, we're gonna switch it up a little bit because we only have an hour. So instead of me playing tracks on a slow ass computer,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to get straight into the point.
Mm-hmm.
Bald headed bitches with nice bodies, or bald headed bitches with no hair. Not even the hair like my shit. Nothing. Bald-headed like fucking Mr. Clean, but have wigs on. Hate it or love it?
Mr. Clean with a wig? Definitely hate it, unless she's opening her mouth.
Uh-huh. What about you, SD?
Or if she could, you know what I'm saying, if she's instrumental in getting another bitch to open her mouth.
Uh-huh.
Like a cousin or something like that. I'm with it then after that.
Yeah, what about you, SD?
Listen, I don't give a fuck. Oh,
yeah. Because you ain't wifing a chick up, pretty much.
No, I'm not like I would ask the next nigga to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no doubt. All right, hey, now look at this fucking cat, man. I go outside, she's whoring. Get this shit. She can't get pregnant, and she still wants to go outside and whore.
She's still pregnant.
Jimmy, she got her uterus out or whatever it was.
What?
Yeah, uterus is out.
What is that? Her fucking head is hanging out?
What'd
you say?
You said her what?
Fucking ass is hanging out?
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you deal with that one?
I hate it or love it. Fat bitches that give good head. Sloppy fat bitches, though.
I mean,
I'm talking about the sloppy fat bitches that actually smell. Like, you know, the ones, the fat, when fat people, they get up from the seat and you smell that dirty ass.
You gotta give us all the information up front, because I was with it, but then when you start talking about stenches and shit,
uh-huh.
I don't want no bitch with a stench, gut. I'm not really,
I ain't trying to walk in with a nose swab.
Uh-huh.
Those are not good.
All right, now, hate it or love it, relationships or no, or just slut dates?
Hate it. You know, I don't got time for a relationship. Hate it. Slut dates. It's like my son Bank said. I don't got time for a relationship. Give me a slut date.
Give me a slut date. Now, I mean, I ain't going to front. I'm going to spill it out, you know what I mean, with 41 minutes left. You know, my heart belongs to one girl.
I need a date.
Huh? No, I mean, I'm gonna keep it real, cause you know I gotta be the voice of opinion sometimes. But my heart belongs to one girl. You know what I mean? I mean, I have sperm for the rest of you bitches, but my heart belongs to one. So you know, all the rest of you girls can get sperm. But
your heart only pumps blood, brother.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You ever realize how, you know, a blowjob is like beating off with a chick's face? You ever notice that? Well, I get real into it.
It's
like,
really,
you know,
not. It's really not, because it's a lot less work, Mike.
No, but it's like, I gotta get real like into it. Like, I gotta grab the back of their hand, like make them choke, like, oh!
I keep hands free.
Huh?
I keep hands free until Jordan is doing the same thing.
Oh, hands free?
Hands free. You don't need no hands. That's what your mouth is for.
Yeah, maybe that's just me. Oh, no. Oh, man.
I'm force feeding these.
Huh?
I'm force feeding these bitches. make sure you know your porridge.
The porridge?
Make sure you know the porridge. It might be lukewarm, just like you like it. I know you don't like it too hot, too cold.
Oh, man. Hate it or love it? Let me think about it. Pretty bitches with no bodies.
Hold on, say that again.
Hate it or love it? Pretty girls with no bodies. At
I love
all.
It. I love it. I love it. I mean, what? She got a man chest, a man backside?
Like, she has pancake butt. And, she got a chessboard for a chest.
I mean, how pretty is she? How pretty is she?
Oh, she's bad to the bone, but she's just disgusting. Like, she ain't got no ass, no nothing. All right,
does she dress fly?
Does she dress fly?
Yeah.
Yeah, she dress fly.
All right, I'm with it, but she might have that little special thing between her legs, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some of them skinny people be having that thing between their legs, yeah.
But see, girls like that, pretty girls like that with no body, you got to make sure you give them a face painting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them a nice little face painting, a little sperm perm here and there. I mean, just because. It's like, yeah, I mean, just because, I mean, I look, sure, you ain't got nothing else. So it's like, you bring me off, and then I decorate your face with my kids. I mean, pretty much.
Sorry,
work. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if it's too graphic for you, I suggest you deal with it. But technical difficulty, it gets
don't
like that sometimes.
Don't change the picture.
Don't change.
I love you, baby girl. Don't change. Well, if she's pretty, dog, like, I could walk with her because that's what you said, right? Walking with her in the street.
Yeah. But now, what if she's bony as shit?
I mean, people are going to be like, wow, you're bony as shit. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we could have the most illest conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then was it all attitude, that bony shit?
Oh,
she got that special thing.
Okay, well, what about this? A bad bitch with no body, pretty face, but her breath smell like vacuum cleaner wheels.
All you gotta do is just throw a pack of shirts on her shit. You can. Like, ain't nothing Listerine can't handle. That's true. But she still doesn't have a body and all of that. I mean, but she got that thing that was in her way. Of course. So it's the same bitch with a stink mouth. Pretty much. All right. So,
yeah.
So what it is Listerine in the equation.
That all.
Uh-huh.
Or like some stride or some shit.
Yeah,
some stride?
That should be good all
track. You know, 30 cent will get you a pack of Doubleman, Lord, a winter fresh if it's that serious.
Yeah, it's not that hard to come by. I mean, I know it went up 10 cents, but damn, I mean, people can still afford 35 cents.
I want a nickel, actually.
Oh, man. You ever smell a chick's breath and her mouth be closed?
Nah, I'm
really. It's like it's coming through her nose. I went to the movies with this one chick before. Her shit was balling. And it's to the point where I'm like, I'm looking around like, where the fuck is this smell coming from? Smells like fucking dry fish bones and shit. Smells like rotten cauliflower.
What was going on in her mouth?
And that's the thing. I was sitting a seat away. And it's like, I just smell the shit. And it's like, you know how cartoons, you see the scent and they follow it with their nose? Well,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see the scent, but it's like, I look to the left, I don't smell it. I smell myself like, damn, is it me? Am I balling? Am I Jim Jones in it? Balling and shit? Nah, it's not me. Then it gets stronger as I look towards her. Oh, my Lord. I left her at the movie theater. That's, like, your toes have to be good. You have to have nice toes. Gotta have nice toes. Can't be all, you know, crated the fuck up. You know, toes look like you walk barefoot, dragging them across the street and shit.
Boy, monkey hands.
Monkey hands, but they fucking monkey feet. Their feet look like monkey hands.
Huh?
They're nuts. You gotta hold them upside down.
Hate it or love it. Chicks that think they are men. Dykes.
I don't hate it. I don't.
What did you say, chicks that are dykes?
Yeah.
Or just look like dykes.
Butch chicks. Butch. So I guess not dykes, you know what I mean, but butch.
I know a couple.
Like old Queen Latifah, big bitch.
Big bitch. I'm good.
Like for Queen Latifah from House Party 2?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah now?
No, Queen Latifah from Set It Off.
Cover Girl.
Set It Off? Mm.
Sick of said Cover Girl.
She was looking real,
real grungy in that
way. She looking real dude-ish.
Man-ish man.
Man-ish man.
I mean, I put her down on the squad a little bit.
What squad, though?
Yeah,
she's around with her?
Yeah.
With her?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a little fun of me.
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt. She hard like that. But, if I could be honest for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A part of me doesn't like that dyke shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to say it's not natural, because anything man makes is natural. So there's a lot of shit out there that we make, that you see every day, that we call natural, but it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I didn't make dyke. But the way of thinking and the way of living is what enabled that to progress, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, something is not there in a person's life for them to be like, yo, all right, I'm going to go this way with it. Even though everything they see in front of them, for the most part, or maybe not, is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So long story short, part of me wants a woman to be feminine and wants, you know what I'm saying, to be, like, soft and smell good. Part of me wants that. And at the same, and then another part of me is like, yo, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's dykes out there, and fuck it, I'm with it, because I ain't fucking with them, and they ain't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
They're cool, though. So.
Yeah, they're cool.
Like, this is that cool.
But, like, as far as
that dyke shit, you can cut that to the T, right? It should be disgusting. I'm thinking, like, I'll be in the mall or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I see a bad bitch, like, I'll be like, all right, homie's on his numbers. I'll look and it's like, oh, that's not even a homie. That's a fucking chick. I'll be tight. That gets me mad, God, right? Those get me real tight. Like, what the fuck are you doing out here? Looking like fucking Tom Landry. Landry.
Tom Landry. Tom Landry.
What?
Yo, what happened to Special Ed?
He graduated.
Huh?
He graduated.
He graduated?
Yeah.
Special Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga probably in the house somewhere. Probably in the house somewhere.
Oh, man, it's amazing how, you know, once again, on Hate It or Love It, we also speak about, you know, one-hit wonders, you know, kind of like Sir Mix-a-Lot and his Mac Daddy. Oh, you know, he actually made Mac Daddy and Baby Got Back, but it's like the two songs. How many albums did he come out with, like two or three? And, you know, all he's known for is Baby Got Back, which is a hit, makes the ass fat, or makes the ass, you know.
That paved the way, nigga.
Huh?
That paved the way for booty songs, nigga.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice and his Ice Baby. House of Pain, Jump Around. It's the only track that they ever had this hot.
Nah, hell no. Nigga had Insane in the
Membrane. Wait, Insane in the Membrane. Who's that?
Ain't that the Cypress, man?
Yeah, hey, that's Cypress. All right, yeah.
Hey, nah, they had a couple of tracks, nigga.
Oh, House of Pain?
Yeah, a couple of tracks. Not too many, but
I'm gonna tell you who was my shit. And I don't, they need to come up with something now. I mean, they tried to, I mean, did they? No, they actually broke up. Onyx.
Yeah,
y'all niggas remember my Onyx?
Of course, nigga.
You know what? I'm playing myself. This is actually going to be considered one of the shows I want to do. It's going to be, I think, Back in the Day, Thursday or some shit. So let me save this shit for that day.
Save that.
Yeah, let me save that.
Live like a wire.
Sorry,
I hate it or love it. Women who wear boxer shorts. Women who wear boxers.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I don't know. I don't like it. Like, why are you wearing what we have? Like, why are you wearing what we wear?
Chickens filling out the boxers. I'm not mad at it.
Cause I want to see a thong, man. I want to see, you know, some booty shorts or something. I don't want
to
see.
That made that shit into a thong, nigga.
Word.
That's what you gotta do, make it a thong.
Turn that shit into a thong.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make if it's all coming off anyway?
Basically, end of the day, she's getting nude.
She's gonna have a fucking sheet on her.
How do you like that?
I ain't even got to take them off. I like sheets on the bed, so you forward against it.
We got to do this fuck through the cock slot.
The cock slot?
We ain't got boxes off the bed.
I mean, that shit is under, so it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah. It is. It's very hard.
For a very long time, I thought that the vagina was in the front.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I never seen, you know what I'm saying, like,
never seen the twat, never experienced the twat, and it was like, until I got my first piece of twat, and I'm like, oh, that shit is over here.
Yeah, it's under there, like, nah, it's right here, that is, oh, okay,
or,
and then from there, it was a wrap.
Straight up.
Damn, man, it's hot as shit. Maybe I need to pay my electric bill. Yeah, man. Fucking hateration. Alright, now I actually had this one track, and I don't know, like, it seems a little fucking stupid, but I'm gonna let you guys tell me if y'all like it or not. This is Triple J, Point Them Niggas Out.
Yeah,
just by the name.
Yeah! Hey, what the fuck arm turn, dawg? What's that nigga just driving, dawg? Hit him in the shit, he got the game real fucked up.
Where he at?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Where the nigga at?
Put some nigga right around there, man. He in the spit somewhere, dawg.
What
the fuck is do his ass, dawg.
Come on.
What? That's that nigga right there, right there.
What?
I'ma hit him in the shit. I swear.
Yeah!
Blast off his chain with the glitter.
It's a damn shame when they don't even rhyme yet, and this shit is already wang.
Whoa.
Shit is
wang
Purdue.
Nuts. Yeah, that shit is definitely Purdue.
Purdue. All right, let's move on to the next track. This is by the Thug Brothers. Point Them Out. On a TD show. Hate it or love it Monday.
Fuck that.
Thug Brothers, the mixtape. Exclusive track. Nigga, go ahead and point them out. This ain't exclusive shit right here. Thug Brothers, Gorilla Brand, the album coming real soon. You heard me? You heard me?
Man, is you really about that shit that you be talking about? You see a pussy nigga, won't you go ahead and point him out? Cause I ain't rocking with no pussies, man. My nigga, fuck a pussy. Yeah, we fucking in this club and we are bad as bitch.
What do y'all think? You know what? I'd rather wait for the school bell to ring and then put my ears directly right next to the school bell and let it ring for like a half hour. I'd rather listen to that for a half hour than listen to this bullshit.
I'd rather not listen to anything.
I'd rather listen to the D-Block boys.
The D-Block boys.
D-Block,
well, you know, I have some D-Block. I mean, let me know if you like this or not.
I give you mad shit, sir.
Because
shit is no good, son.
Because 6'4 doesn't like it, and it has P in it. So let me get your opinion. Let me see what you think about this.
I didn't even hear P's part. Like, what you want me to tell you?
You know what I'm talking? He started it off.
Did he really? Was that P?
Yeah.
I guess. All right, put it on. Maybe I changed my mind.
Alright.
New industry.
Green Room Productions.
What up?
deuces, deuce five. Hollow points, bullets ricocheting your insides. Men die, get buried and forgot. They try to kill me alive, but they ain't bring the right tool to come and pick a lock. This the
green room production.
Godfather, let me know who I should castrate. Untold scriptures, long walk of feet got blisters. He got me twisted. Long hawk pointed at the throat, I won't miss it. The corpse I kiss it. My rules, I rules. You ain't get your finger pricked. Just another rap on some finger shit. Tool I be swinging it. Worry niggas, motherfucking bury niggas. Terror of last ever this one and the next one. Still get based the same day that the check come. You don't want a knife in your rectum. American me. Blood in, blood out. When you fucking with P, I get it in like an essay. Better yet, the army gun shoot to the next day. Can't find a bone with an x-ray when P get done. Knock the fucking legs off when I seen them run.
Just one slip away from being rich. These niggas all hating cause they broke and I'm seeing chips. All my niggas styling while we wowing. We keep the fifths. I'm like the pallet light. I come with burners and heat the strip. Since y'all niggas all pussy, fuck it, I be a dick. Make your hardest nigga chew the bullets and eat the clip. We squeezing quick and keep the text when a wreck come. Like P, I got the read from the first to the three. When they checks come, the next one's for the whole pie. I'm in that low ride. Make your soul fly with that 4-5. No lie. Every bar you get a p.
Hate it or love it?
That shit was going in, man.
Huh?
Well, that shit was going in. My
yeah, it was.
Like, so hard.
Mm-hmm. All right, so finally we have one track that Negroes like. Out of the many ass neck ones. Hit us up 347-215-8388. Taking shout out dedications and requests until 8 p.m. Holding it down. You got the three wise men, 6-4 SD and JJ. Holding it down. Those of you that are listening to or actually are still, you know, on our MySpace page, because, you know, I don't have music on the page. I have just the shows that we, you know, did recently. So if you're tuned in right now and you're on the MySpace page, welcome to our page. Make sure you leave us a comment. Check the gods out. 6-4 actually has to. I'm waiting for him to accept me so I can add him to the top. But SD is the first one on the top four. And then you got Fresh to Death. Then you got Joy Money. And you got this fly ass mommy. She goes by the name of Unique. Doing her little army thing. And, like I said, 6-4 is definitely going to be in the Matrix. Well, not the Matrix. He's going to be in there. He's in the Matrix right now, but he's about to be unhooked from that chair that them niggas were in. And when he gets unhooked, you'll see him right then and there in real time.
Really?
This is, really. This is, Hate It or Love It Monday. We're going to be doing this each and every Monday. Next Monday, our shit will definitely be in order. It's just that, you know, it's like we just popped out of some coochie, and, you know, we just popped out of the stomach, out the coochie, and now we're reborn to bring strength to the world. Tell me if y'all like this. I mean, we're known for, like, roasting. You know, we roast people. We're going to have a prank call day, which is nothing but prank calls and shit. You know, of course, we're going to have the sex day. But this right here is by Hot Styles. It's called Looking Boy. And let me actually play the remix that has R. Kelly in it. I like it. It's funny as shit. But I guess you might have to be in a certain, you know, mood. Like, you might have to be in a high mood or whatever to actually laugh at the shit. All it is this motherfucker's roasting. Now, don't get it twisted. We've been roasting since October of 07. We have it on file. So this song just came out. I'm wondering where they got the idea from. Probably TD show, but it is what it is. Big shout out to Richard Head, a.k.a. Dickhead.
Dickhead.
One of my, let's go. Hey, look, show me on JLC, Black MC shouter. Yeah. And I'm right now, I'm about to introduce y'all to some of the coolest cats I ever met from the Midwest. Hot style them. They said, Josh, we need to have a roasting session. You and us, we go at it, do it for the world. It's 08, nobody ever did it before. Let's go. I said I'm with it, if you with it, one of them out. We looking boy, you slow looking boy. Dirty white socks, get
cold looking boy. You rat looking boy. Will you marry me? Black looking boy. Let's go bird back whip looking boy. Midnight train last night looking boy. You pole looking boy. Don, I'm as old. Never hear whore looking boy. Nigga put it in smell looking boy. Nigga run with the KY jail looking boy. Get your Morris chestnut shot in your back looking boy. Voucher brand new player looking boy. You in house L Cool J looking boy. Get your no mama. Good times, big JJ, nigga boy.
Pouring them out, pouring them out, pouring them out. Oh, yeah. I need love, nigga boy. Fake ID, can't get in the club, nigga boy. Remember me from school? Hell no, you get no love, nigga boy. Ring around your thug, nigga boy. Oh, it's the first of the month. Bone thug, nigga boy. Got your hand off a chain, nigga boy. It's your brain on thug, nigga boy. Jagger line, jagger line, jagger line. Burning mad, nigga boy. No eyelids can't blink, nigga boy. You are the weakest link, nigga boy.
No, Chris, no, Chris, no.
Raz B, nigga boy.
Remix killer, where she at?
Don't think he's doing this. You know I gotta flip it.
Remix killer, where she at?
Ooh, you. Rose looking girl, snake looking girl. Look at her head, Betty Boop looking girl. You remind me of my feet looking girl. Something in your teeth looking girl. West that south side goon looking girl. A stripper with a bullet wound looking girl.
Shabba!
Female shabba, rank looking girl. Pinch looking girl, tall looking girl. Look like you play ball looking girl. Eat the cake, anime. Tina Turner looking girl. Burnt looking girl, fake looking girl. Your tracks all cooking looking girl.
Yeah, boy!
Flavor, flavor. Nice looking girl, big feet looking girl. Neck just like RuPaul looking girl. Body like a midget old fall looking girl. Red, white, women looking girl. Crack looking girl, one eye looking girl. Looking girl, sleep looking girl, booger looking girl, grandma panties wearing looking girl.
Hey, where am I?
Elmer Fudd looking girl.
Shh, hat right here,
here she go. Boo, looking girl, toe looking girl, broke nail looking girl, ranch dressing on my shirt looking girl. Ooh, looking girl.
I mean, it's stupid, but I like stupid shit. What do y'all think about it?
Whack.
Whack. The wrong roast, not the right roast. See, now, I mean, if I was in charge of a beat machine, the way we roast each other, our roast would be 10 times better. Because it's like, I understand where they're going with it. I like it. I'm sure if they play in a club, motherfuckers will actually jump around and dance to it. They probably make a song, like a dance with it. But it just sounds like when I first heard it, I'm like, what the hell is this? Then I heard the beat, then I listened to it. I said, wow, it's pretty cool. But if it was one of our roasts, like, you know, you P.D. Pablo and a face-ass nigga, then it's just like, you know, looking boy. Like, boy, yo, you Tommy Hilfiger looking boy. It doesn't sound too ignorant. It has to be ignorant. You know what I mean? You have to have ignorance, like, you vacuum cleaner mouth face-ass nigga. Like, it has to be ignorant. Make you want to fight somebody. You know what I mean? If you say, oh, you look like your teeth look like a dusty fan, or your hair look like a fucking clothless mop, you know what I mean? Then sounds a little better. It has more meaning. It has more character to it. You feel me? Oh, man. We got 16 minutes left in the TV show, Hate It or Love It Monday.
Love it or hate it.
Love it or hate it.
Yep.
Loved it. Loved it. Oh, man. I missed that movie. Fucking In Too Deep. That was my movie. Why you kick her in the butt? Why you kick her in the butt? What you talking about? Nigga said, I'm going to get a change. Yo, I got a change just like that. Oh, yeah? Come outside and talk to me right quick. Remember that chain I was talking about? It's your shit, bitch. Like, damn, you little short pelican brief-ass nigga.
Pelican brief.
You going to snatch this nigga's chain?
Unshaven Denzel in the face-ass nigga.
Oh, Ben Vereen in the face-ass nigga.
You Nipsey Russell tap dancing in the Wiz in the face ass.
Oh, 7:30 Foxy Brown mouth ass nigga.
Nah, nigga.
Yo, Dusty Lloyd Banks Buster Douglas face ass nigga.
Nah, nigga.
Oh, Charlie B. Moore Estelle in the mouth ass nigga.
Reddick Bow in the eye ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Cool and Dre in the face ass nigga.
Nah, nigga.
Nah, nigga. Tell me if y'all like this joint. This is the new joint by Busta Rhymes. Throw it up.
Yeah, I'm back to drive you crazy with the hottest shit in the street. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Everybody gather around. From here to Little Haiti, cause it's Boss Luda and
believe it's Ice.
With Flip Mode and DTP, shit be getting ugly. Weezy, tell them what you rap.
I represent your butt.
Yeah, I know you got me, homie.
Bust a bus, I got you.
Real talk.
Going in.
Get him, kill him.
About to blast out, call it rocket science. Daddy fat sacks, check my pocket size. If you won't try it, come on and try it. You don't want beef, I put you on a diet. I'm coming to your house with them choppers firing. And all adults die, leave the toddlers crying. I've been a soldier, never met Private Ryan. Hey, welcome to the jungle, and I'm the lion. I'm dipping in my coupe with the top behind me. I'm not the president, but I see cops behind me. But I'm and it cannot stop me. So I will be driving like Ricky Bobby. The Maserati of like Whitney Bobby. I'm getting on blades like Sidney Crosby. That's hot.
He fucked the whole song up.
Nah, that shit was hard, man.
I downloaded this song and I was like,
that shit was hard, man.
It's like it's drowning, like it's, yeah.
You ain't wait for Luda and Buster's part, nigga.
Oh, Luda and Buster, they do it, but it's like, I fast forward it because Lil Wayne is just, like, Lil Wayne does his thing, but, I don't know, the beat is just too effing slow.
That beat is hard.
Just too mother effing slow. Oh yeah, yeah. Hate it or love it, Call of Duty. Loved it. Our UAV is online. Yeah, keep that UAV online because after the show, I'm definitely getting on. Hate it or love it. Make sure y'all hit us up on the jam line, 347-215-8388. Make sure you check us out tomorrow. I'm trying to see what's tomorrow going to be? What's tomorrow going to be? See, this is the idea, fellas. Some of you hate it or not, between the two. For Thursdays, we either do Throwback Thursdays, or we can do Thursday's Sex Files.
Throwback sounds better.
Huh?
Throwback sounds better.
Throwback Thursday?
Yep.
What about Madhouse Tuesdays?
Don't matter to me, sir.
Huh?
Don't matter to me.
What?
Anything.
Oh, anything?
Anything.
Madhouse Tuesdays? Anything Tuesdays? Anything Goes Tuesdays? Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people. Sorry for the dead air.
Dead air.
The dead air.
The dead air.
I'm actually in the process of trying to... Because I ain't downloaded a lot of shit, so I'm in the process of pulling up iTunes to play a track by Lil Wayne. It's called Ask Them Hoes. It's a pretty deep track. I like the shit. The beat is hot. Yeah. So I'm in the process of checking it out right now. Enemy UAVs airborne. Yo, is it true the further you get, the more ranks you get,
the harder it is, the level?
Yeah, the harder it is?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that must explain the reason why I'm still stuck on 52.
Yep. Oh, that's nuts, nigga. So I ranked it up like four times and then trying to rank up for the fifth time if y'all want to take it.
Oh, so we're getting, so when you renew your shit, it gets even harder.
Yep. Pop the feeling.
Oh, wow.
Nigga hit him with the grenade and then blew him up.
All right, here we go.
Don't fuck up now.
Don't fuck up now. Let me know if y'all like this song or not. Chick the other day, she actually told me that she beat Ninja Gaiden 2 on Warrior or some shit like that. Like that, I think that's a turn on. Like a chick that likes, you know, video games. She was like, "Yeah, I play Call." She said, "I play Call of Duty all the time." She's like, "I hate them campers." Campers. She's like, "Yeah, them pussies that be putting on Juggernaut and all." I be killing their ass. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. You a gamer. I'm actually going to YouTube right now. I was told to look at some video. It's called Nigger Faggot. I don't know what it means. I mean, but I'm about to, you know, look it up right now and see what it's about. G-G-O-T. Oh, it's the National Spelling Bee. Footage from the final round of the National Spelling Bee. Derek Comedy, National Spelling Bee, racism. So I see I'm probably going to have to, you know, punch him in the face out there and shit, huh? Let's see. Messing with Morgan again. Thanks for voting for... Alright, here we go. Some spelling bee shit. Keep it locked.
Logoria. L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A. Loggeria.
That is correct. And that will end the fourth round of the Hambridge National Spelling Bee. Before we go on, I would just like to say that all of our contestants have shown an amazing amount of drive and perseverance. And no matter what happens, you're all winners.
Yeah.
And now on to the fifth round. Next contestant. Your word is nigger faggot.
Sorry, what?
Nigger faggot.
Can I get a definition?
Know where you at, kid. Know where you at.
The definition is nigger faggot.
Can I get the country of origin?
Of course. Originating from the Greco-Roman nigger and the Latin-based faggot. Nigger faggot.
Can you use the word in a sentence?
Nigger faggot. Get that nigger faggot out of here. Nigger faggot.
Oh, shit.
Nigger faggot. I can't do this.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. You're disqualified.
I see you, fucker.
Next contestant.
Yeah.
Your word is also nigger faggot.
Can I have a synonym?
Synonym? Come on.
Pineapple.
Come on, boy.
Really?
No, not really. No. Not at all.
May I have the word in its original pronunciation?
Of course. Nigga faggot!
Hey, shoot, fight, nigga.
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R. I cannot do this. This
I'm
is
sorry,
horrible.
I'm
this
sorry,
is
that
wrong.
Is incorrect. You are disqualified. I'm sorry. Next contestant. You are the last one standing. In the world of written word, there is no higher than...
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R-F-A-G-G-O-T. Nigger faggot.
That is correct. That is good.
I heard what you said. You know, in a sense, it was kind of funny, but then it was fucking stupid. It's like I'm in between. I don't know, like just like I'm in between SD's mom's butt cheeks. But that's the show for today. Thank you for tuning in. Hit us up on our MySpace page. Hit us up. Go search us on the email. The email is the number 3, weyesmen.gmail.com. Once again, it's number 3, EYESMEN at gmail.com. It's your boy SD. It's your boy 64 LE JJ. We're signing off, but we will be back tomorrow, bright and early. Well, not bright and early, fuck that. But we will be back tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Welcome to the New World Order, which happens to be technical difficulties. If you don't know, you need to bang your head against the light pole 3 times, shove your head in a fucking fishbowl, get slapped in the face, get your right eyebrow burnt off, and come back to life and realize, mother effer. Y'all got any last minute shout outs?
Shout out to JJ to Open Mom Legs.
Open Mom Legs?
Yeah.
Duct tape butt open?
Yeah. Bad, man. I'm the so many fucking niggas, dog.
And that nigga's got a robot.
That's my shout out.
I want to give a big shout out to all the.
Shout out to all the MILFs in the world too.
Oh yeah, definitely gotta get that. Shout out to all the MILFs that are tuning in right now or listening. And shout out to the un-MILFs as well. You got love for the un-MILFs. Shout out to the people that that can't afford the electricity, so they have to buy ice from ShopRite. And they got to put it underneath the mattress to keep, cool.
And shout out to all the chicks that I haven't had sex with.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you stressed it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the fat people that are suffering in the summertime.
Shout out to your mom. We already shouted his mom's open legs out. Extra big up to your mom's like she
extra
open.
Big up. Extra big up.
Yeah, nigga, big up, nigga.
No doubt. Scratching my ass right now, so I'm not really paying attention. Sounds like a personal problem, though.
Sure.
Shout out to all the Goku looking bitches, and all the bitches that look like Vegeta.
Nah, no shout outs to them. Nappa Vegeta looking ass niggas. All them brown and shit. All buff.
Shout out to all the Daddy Yankee looking like chicks.
Mm-hmm.
All the chicks look like Don Omar.
Don Omar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the crippled Dominican chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse. Cock sucking chicks. Shout out to them too.
What?
Shout out to all the hood people that all the ghetto chicks that, collect pennies and milk in mayonnaise jars. Yo, before we sign off, speaking about hood, you ever been in of course I've been in the hood stores. When you go to the store and it is never a merchant nearby, so you got to get the product and hold it up in the air and yell, how much is this? You're like, yo, Barbarian, how much is this? And as soon as you don't get no help, what do you think? I should walk the fuck out with this shit. Ain't nobody helping me, right? I might as well walk out.
Well, they obviously want me to have it.
Exactly, for free. So as you get that idea, the nigga always, yo, you need help? Oh, because I was walking towards the door, huh? That's what I got to do to get some service around this motherfucker? Or what about the hood corner stores where you just go right in the back, you thirsty as shit, and got no money on you. You go right in the back, put that sliding door back, open the cap, take a couple of gulps, close it back up, put it on the shelf, and walk out like nothing happened. That's until they install cameras. And that kind of, put a hurting on a lot of people's dreams and hopes. But we'll be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hey, yo, you still on Call of Duty?
Already in it.
All right, I'm about to sign on. We out of here. One.
One.